You're listening to
The Roger
Show.
About today is nothing short of a miracle. It's dramatically new, made possible only through years of research, invention, and innovation. Living stereo is played on a record. It will play any record, whether 78, 45, or 33 and a third. One record, one groove, picked up by one style. It's the most tremendous new musical experience you can have. And now,
it's the
Roger Show.
Yes, hello everybody and welcome to the Roger Show for this fortnight. Yes, I am back and the machine just then was doing a turd on me. not really literally, but it was doing a turtle mare. Didn't play my top of the hour pips, and I forgot to turn auto off, but that was sort of half my fault. So, yeah. Okay, that was Alex. Do it again here on MC. But welcome to episode 18. Today we'll be playing the tech news, plus the YouTube videos, and we're going to be having a look at, well, listening to a grey-looking bloke. Yeah, that's what it says here. And you can also send emails at mcradio@gmx.com. Now, it's Ditto Ditto, Freedom in Our Voices. You're listening to The Radio Show on MC.
You're listening to The Radio Show.
So precious, pushing lines. Take my words, take my rhymes. Confuse the left with my right to share. It's mine to give my words, my heart. It's mine to share my songs, my art. Not an invite to abuse, just permission to reuse, incorporate or to refine. Chop it up and recombine. Chop it up and recombine. These new choices I embrace. Don't shut me down, this time of change. Sing along and rejoice. There's freedom in my voice. There's freedom in my voice. So precious, pushing dimes. Take my words, take my rhymes. Confuse the left with my right to share or give away. My right to say how I say. It's mine to give my words, my heart. It's mine to share my songs, my art. Not an invite to abuse, just permission to reuse, incorporate or to refine. Chop it up and recombine. Chop it up and recombine. These new choices I embrace. There's freedom in my voice. There's freedom in my voice. These words are heard, these words are seen. Connecting with communities, crossing time zones and vast seas. This is opportunity, a chance for discovery. Rewards that rise through open source. Opening many doors. Opening many doors.
Brighton, Houston, New York, Stockholm, Paris, Busan, Dubai, Shanghai, Tokyo, Rio, Oslo, Berlin, Pékin, Madrid, Dakar, Alger, Dublin, Taïwan, Milan, Hong Kong, Athènes, Baden, Munich, Melbourne, Java, Lima, London, Tucson.
This is gain, not sacrifice. License as a device to decriminalize. Let us realize together we can redefine the line between what's yours and mine. The line between what's yours and mine.
These new choices I embrace. Don't shut me down, this time of change. Sing along and rejoice. There's freedom in my voice. These new choices I embrace. Don't shut me down, this time of change. Sing along and rejoice. There's freedom in my voice.
London, Tucson, Brighton,
there's
Houston,
New
York,
voice.
Stockholm, Paris,
there's freedom in my voice.
San Luis, Dubai, Shanghai,
there's
Tokyo, Rio, Oslo, Berlin,
there's freedom in my voice.
Pékin, Madrid, Dakar,
Alger,
Dublin, Taiwan, Milan,
there's freedom in my voice.
Hong Kong.
Ditto ditto everyone with freedom in our voice.
Melbourne, Java, Lima,
there's freedom in my voice.
London, Tucson, Brighton, Houston, New York, Stockholm, Paris,
there's freedom in my voice.
Yes, that was Ditto Ditto, Freedom in Our Voice here on MC. Okay, now, when Facebook was new, some people were still sussing out what the actual purpose of the website was. Well, this grey guy here actually thought he figured out what it was.
Some of you have probably already heard about Facebook. Maybe you even have a profile page on there. But for those who don't know what it is, Facebook is a massively multiplayer online role-playing game in which the objective is to collect friends. I like it because I've never had many friends in the offline world, but I have loads of Facebook friends now. In fact, I've got so many that I find it helpful to organize them into different categories. I don't know if you do this. The smallest group in my list is called People I Sometimes Physically See. That's basically only a couple of people from my church and the guy who runs the corner shop. Oh, and Dane Geld, who is quite insistent that I add him. Then I've got a group called People from the Past. These aren't actual historical figures. We still don't have the technology to permit social networking with people who lived hundreds of years ago. Although, when that does become possible, it will be quite fascinating. But no, these are people I used to know at school or university or at various places of work who, for whatever reason, stopped communicating with me. And I suppose the reason we failed to stay in touch might be that we had nothing in common. But now, of course, we certainly do have something in common again, in that we're all on Facebook. The largest category is the one I call people I know from various websites who I'll probably never actually meet. That's mainly people from YouTube and the Pointless Internet Argument Forums, or edith.com, as we like to call it. Little joke there for people who like acronyms and deceased French warblers. And the last group is the good-looking females group, which is further subdivided into way too young, impractical or unavailable, and potentials. And this to me is the best thing about Facebook. On the rare occasions that I have nothing else to do in the evening, I can happily spend hours just browsing the photographs of the women in this group and checking for changes in relationship status. There's nothing better than finding out that an attractive woman has just broken up with her boyfriend. I mean, it's sad, obviously, but, well, it's a sadness that's tinged with arousal. See you on Facebook.
Yes, that was some grey bloke. Yeah, that is actually the YouTube username, so you can go onto youtube.com and search that, and he's got quite a number of funny videos there. Okay, now it's time for Love Shadows to be Loved. You're listening to The Radja Show here on MC.
You're listening to The Radja Show.
Sticky with the paws, you did it for the rush like a rebel with no cause.
Rebel with no cause, rebel with no cause. You want attention, said you looking for applause. See, we were fizzled off, didn't have a cause. It was the summertime to us, it had no flaws. Rebel with no cause, rebel with no cause. You want attention, said you looking for applause. See, we were fizzled off, didn't have a cause. It was the summertime to had no flaws.
This is for me, to be loved.
mini skirt with the airbrush flowers. We went to cheer the lads and they appreciated that. And you would almost die when he let you wear his cap. You might have told a lie and abbreviated facts. If you came home late and were accused of being baked. Me, I didn't smoke, no, mama, I swear. She's only gonna judge me and you know it ain't fair. Trips to the beauty shop keeping fresh hair. Blowing 80 bucks at the damn state fair. Beach body surfing with the abs looking perfect. Hitting all the clubs, getting love on the circuit. From ice cream cones to the Starbucks stones. To your new best friend, to your breakup song. They all play out like your favorite days. We love the summertime and it ain't gonna change.
Rebel with no cause, rebel with no cause. You want attention, so you looking for a boss. See, we were fizzled off, didn't have a cause. It was the summertime to us, it had no flaws. Rebel with no cause, rebel with no cause. You want attention, so you looking for a boss. See, we were fizzled off, didn't have a cause. It was the summertime to us, had no flaws.
This is
yes, Love Shadow to be loved, everybody. Now, Mark Zuckerberg can write a good speech, but this time he chose a bit of a little break, so he got someone from Saturday Night Live to do the job for him.
Here. All right. All right, I want to start by focusing on some key issues, okay? The first is the importance of authentic identity. I am Mark Zuckerberg. And under this sweatshirt are rock-solid, cut-and-greased abs. Yeah. Great. Now let's skip to the part where I brag about user growth. Yeah. This past year was huge, okay? We've continued to expand throughout the world to the point that, honestly, we just stopped counting, you guys. I don't know. To give some perspective, it's more people than the population of Europe. It's more people than are in the cast of Glee. It's even more people than claim they came up with Facebook. Burn! Oh. But how many, you ask? Who cares? Don't ask so many questions. I mean, MySpace asked a lot of questions, and I chloroformed it, drove it out to the desert, and put a bullet in the back of its skull. Kidding. Not kidding. But my point is our focus has now shifted from user growth to user engagement. User engagement is, of course, when Charlie Sheen gets married. Kidding! He uses drugs a lot. It actually refers to how we interact online, and the trend is toward more sharing, okay? You wake up, share it with your friends. You're out of toothpaste, share it with your friends. You take a crazy big number two, don't share it with your friends. That's for Twitter. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But you hear me. You know who you are, but the future is heading toward greater openness, okay? Take my dog, for example. Now, B started his Facebook page 6 months ago, and thanks to his deeply personal sharing, he already has 200,000 fans. I mean, this popularity has led to his new moniker, the Lil Wayne of dogs. There he is. You know, that's the kind of openness Beast believes in, and this trend is nothing new. In 2008, a young, brash man, Suck Dog, theorized that the amount of people share doubles every year. Now, this came true and is now known as Zuckerberg's Law. It sounds impressive, I know, but actually having your own law is no big deal, okay? Anyone can do it. You just start with a postulate or axiom and work your way up. Or you could hang out with girls. They're both great options. Totally up to you. But the bottom line is you get closer to your authentic identity when you share everything. Even intimate information can be shared in separate groups now. I mean, heck, there are times when I share just with myself. Sometimes several times a day. Sometimes in the bathroom at work, which I own, so no one can say it's weird. Right, Greg? Right? Yeah. Okay. I'm also proud to announce some new features on Facebook. For example, a new section in your list of friends. It's called, I'm not really friends with these people. No. Yep. It's the perfect place to put awkward classmates from middle school, older drunk women you meet at charity events, racist neighbors, and aunts. Okay? I'm not really friends with these people. It lets everyone know, I don't want to be associated with these guys, but I can only ignore them for so long. And also, are you sick of getting drunk and poking someone you shouldn't? Like a coworker or someone you met 5 minutes ago or your cousin? Well, I'm proud to now introduce a new feature called the slow poke. It's the only poke that takes 24 hours to reach the person you send it to. So you have a full day to sober up, realize you're an idiot, and retract the poke. The slow poke, because any dude who's had more than 2 beers becomes a raging horn dog. Yeah. It's a hypothetical slide. Okay. And now here's a song I wrote this morning at breakfast. 2, 3, 4, trail mix. It's crunchy and sweet, yeah, trail mix. Don't drop it on the floor, yeah, 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 yeah. Andy, the hell are you doing? Who's Andy? I'm Mark Zuckerberg, Rock Hard Abs.
No, I'm Mark Zuckerberg. You're Andy Samberg from SNL.
Yeah, I don't think so. Hoodie, sandals, it's classic Zuck dog. Slide?
All right, you can drop the act now, man.
Fine, but I don't know, I just sometimes want to be you, Mark. You know, I want to walk in your shoes. I want to take your face off.
Don't quote face off.
Hey, loan me $1 billion.
Is that for weed again?
I have glaucoma.
Look, man, you're just out here making stuff up. The slowpoke, that's not even a real feature. The deal was I was going to feed you information through the earpiece and you were going to repeat me.
Earpiece? Oh, right, you mean this. Yeah, I see the problem. It was in my pocket. Technical difficulties, right?
Yeah, dude, we call that user error.
Good one, Mark. Man, look at us up here, though, right? I mean, this truly is a gathering of the Bergs.
What other Bergs are there?
Oh, funny you should ask, because look over here. It's our old pal, Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, man, don't do impressions.
Oh, hey, Mark, wow. This whole thing is so meta, it's almost Kafkaesque in a sense. If you'd invent Facebook, you would have invented Facebook. You know, I'm sorry. This is gonna come out of nowhere. But may I kiss you?
Don't kiss me. Don't kiss me.
Okay. Sorry, I was in the zone. Something just carries away. But uh-oh, look out, because another Berg just showed up, and he's a real fighter.
Oh no, not Mark Wahlberg.
Hey Zuck, how's it going? You created Facebook, right? That's pretty cool. Is that slowpoke thing real? I could really use that.
No, you just invented it. You just invented it, Andy.
Okay. Well, it's nice to meet you. Say hi to your mother for me, okay?
All right, Andy. I got to do the keynote. Have a good show on Saturday.
All right. I'm probably going to phone it in, actually. Use up all my good stuff on this. Beast Forever!
Yes, that was the keynote introduction used at F8, which is Facebook's conference thingy that they do every year to show off the new features that they're going to use. Oh, that was a heaps good outro for that. Okay, it's time for Abstract Audio's Don't Stop 3D. Yeah. And also this thing too.
This is...
See?
Yeah. Ah. Hey, buddy, man. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm a real bad brother from way out west. Old school, so fresh, don't need no stress. Put the hood in the ghetto tenement project. For the children in the sweatshops working to death. See, we all got a struggle, worldwide big trouble. Babylon crumble, caught out on the bubble. Countries go to war to set the precedent. Tax money gets spent, now we can't depend. No skrill on the rail, streets too ill.
peddlers push pills for the working class thrills. Residents rush, try to bust seven seals. Yeah. President Bush, sit and make oil deals. And what I feel is the strangest thing. Sat back, meditated, and began to sing. Now, what I feel is a strange emotion. World going crazy, but I'm still West Coast. Don't stop, we got to rock. Even if the whole world wants to go pop. B-boys, B-girls, hold down the block. Got to be on lock for the future shot. Don't stop, we got to rock. Even if the whole world wants to go pop. B-boys, B-girls, hold down the block. Got to be on lock for the future shot. Don't stop, we got to rock. 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 Come on, wave your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Keep them up, y'all. Don't stop, y'all. I rock, rock, y'all. I freak, freak, y'all. Now wave your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. I keep it up, y'all. Don't stop, y'all. I rock, rock, y'all. I freak, freak. Well, this is not the Inquisition. Satellites track your position. They keep watching. We ain't stopping. Boogaloo breaking, flagrant popping. Walls we tag them, pants are sagging. My halo glow when the flow's attacking. Beats stay blapping, wise tapping. I guess they get scared when the vibe's cracking. We can get it on cause we stay adapting. World gon' change and we'll see who's laughing. Move like assassins caught in the crosshair. Video games train the youngest for warfare. They don't care, they only want the dough. To control what you think and what you know. I tell you what it look like, here we go. I think like speed, but I speak it slow. Manifest, stay blessed, yes, yes. The Dean, Zion team, putting suckers to rest. I say manifest, stay blessed, yes, yes. The Dean and Zion team, putting suckers to rest. Come on, stop, we got to rock. Even if the whole world wants to go pop. B-boys, B-girls, hold down the block. Got the beat on lock for the future shot. Don't stop, we got to rock. Even if the whole world wants to go pop. B-boys, B-girls, hold down the block. Got the beat on lock for the future shot. Don't stop, we got to rock. 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 Come on.
Coming up next is the tech news. Tech news. Twitter, which was founded in 2006, has defined active users as people who log in at least once a month. But notice that over half that total use the service every day. The company has previously said over 200 million accounts have been created. By contrast, Facebook has 750 million active users. In a blog post entitled 1 Million Voices, Twitter has revealed that 40% of its users don't tweet themselves, but simply just use their accounts to follow the activities of other users. Apple and Adobe have been long-time rivals after Apple refused to allow flash-coded websites and videos to play on its iPhone and iPad devices. Adobe has created a workaround that converts files from Flash to a more Apple-friendly format called HTTP Live Streaming. The catch is that Adobe never asked Apple's permission to bring Flash to Apple's tablets. The fix is also hugely expensive. Users who want to see their Flash content converted into an Apple format will have to pay Adobe a fee of $4,500 US to do so. Fear not, emos. A music therapy website has created a community of sympathetic listeners willing to shoulder your burden and handpick you a song to lift your spirits. Web developer Robin Overstreet designed Emotional Bag Chicken in her spare time, as a place visitors can either choose to check it or offload their emotional baggage or carry it by recommending a song. After submitting their problem, which appears anonymously on the site, users will receive a song recommendation in their email, which they can only see. More news after this song. Zep Humes, A Weekend Poll. You're listening to Raj's Tech News.
This is... My phone goes ring. Head dizzy, I've been up all night partying. A soft voice says, do I remember you? Without a second thought, I reply, of course I do. Is there the one who spent all night stalking me? Or the freaker just stood there hawking me? Were you the beauty with the booty right in front of me? I remember cause you said you loved me. So we meet around the block tonight. Go to the spot tonight. So 10 o'clock tonight, shorty. Hey, 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 hey. Or you could come around right away. And we can spend the day sipping on Chardonnay, relax and play some games. Just me and you. Oh, cause you've got that thing I need. Walk slowly into me. I'll take you on a ride from here to paradise.
Welcome back. Physicists have reported that subatomic particles called neutrinos can travel faster than light, and if finding that, if verified, would be inconsistent with Einstein's theory of relativity. The experiments were conducted between the European Centre for Nuclear Research, CERN, in Switzerland, and a laboratory in Italy. The tiny particles were clocked at 300,006 kilometres per second, which is slightly faster than the speed of light. Could a plate of sushi reveal the secrets of the iPhone 5? It certainly seems so. Speculation is mounting that a photo of just a plate of sushi may have been taken with an iPhone 5. A photo was discovered on a Flickr account of an Apple software engineer, Anton Diora, by Pocket Now, and while a photo of a very pretty plate of sushi may not be the most exciting thing to hit the web, it is possible that there is more to this photo than meets the eye. The format of the photo claims that it was taken with an iPhone 4, however, the file extension does not match up. You can find the photo on our website and post a comment on your decision if the photo was taken with an iPhone 5 or not. Our website is mcstream.blogspot.com. For more tech news, go to news.com.au. Now, Stellar Art Wars Fading Things on MC's Radio Show.
On a log down by the shore, the last sunset of the fall tells me half my life is over. The crimson afterglow is all of the fading.
Well, that was a bit of a mild song there, and that was Stellar Art Wars, Fading Things. Now, it's time for a bit of Jay Lang. It's time. Yeah, it's time for Jay Lang. Right now, here on MC.
You're listening to
The Raja
Show.
Yeah. What's crackin'? It's your boy, SOL. Back in the booth. Gonna pop the top off the pop off one more game. Drop that phone, man.
sipping in gas masking. I guarantee that I'ma be one of the last standing. Apparently arrogant, they staring and can't stand me. I got family, man, I'm damn deep. Got your lyrics like Yosemite Sam. Be packing heat. You can hear it when it rumbles, the lyrical stampede. And for anyone who plotting, you best have a plan B.
So sick, so clean,
I spit so mean.
And with sticks on the beat,
just crown me king.
Got a pound of the green and a pound of the dream. Working round after round,
put it down for the streets.
SOL and I'm someone concerned. I killed a whole fifth of Gilbies and my stomach just turns. I burned with the hippies and I perked with some nerds. It's all love if you're hating, boy, it's really absurd. I know some thugs with some guns that will put you in dirt. I know some MCs who will literally murder with words. I rap tighter than a turban on top of a Persian person. I'm working impersonally, well, I'm certain it's my turn. Yep, forensic, ha, that's the clip. Make sure you cop the album, cause that's all fit. Like the dip in the lip, like a loaded pistol, four rounds in the clip. But back to me, yo, I'm packing some heat. Ain't a nine in my pocket, I'm just happy to see. Yeah, ask your beat, I-T-C-H. I love the bang, 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 so handcuff your day.
You might find me on the corner, puffing on some purple marijuana. I got nothing for ya, but somebody should've warned ya about me. Sicker than pneumonia. One false move through swarm run upon ya. So tell me what you want, I thought you knew I'm from Killer, California.
I love sipping so cold. You know how my flow go. Make you bounce like a pogo or lean like a cholo. Some hear the rhyme and say this homie loco. Won't stop till a tilt mode logo on my polo. See a couple bras, actually I count ocho. Most dark skin, one white hair rojo. She the one that hold the stash when we see the popo. Won't search her, that's for sure, that's a no-go. Finally understanding this game and it's so-so. Sometimes I'd rather be at home with folks playing bonzo. That's just how the game goes. Sometimes it gets old. I do a show, find a hoe, go home and get some chonchon. I know, that sounds like the life, bro. But yo, some of these crazy groupies like Michael Myers, they psycho, go off like a rifle. Need to find a broad I would ride, die, and fight for. Yo,
it's time, let's go, whatever's gonna happen. Max rapping, last sipping and gas masking. I guarantee that I'ma be one of the last standing. Apparently arrogant, they staring and can't stand me. I got family, man, we damn deep. Stacking lyrics like Yosemite Sam. Be packing heat. You can hear it when it rumble, the verbal stampede. And for anyone who plotting, you best have a plan B.
So sick, so clean,
I spit so mean.
And the sticks on the beat,
just crown me king.
Got a pound of the green
and a pound of the dream.
Round after round,
put it down for the street.
You're listening to
the Roger
Show.
Yes, that was J-Lane. It's time. Now, you know what else I think would be time for? Dittos, ditto dittos, or dittos, ditto ditto. How about this song? Yeah. Okay, this is The Roger Show on MC.
This is
Bismillah, Rabbana Atina.
Yes, that was Ditto's Ditto right here on MC. And I was just searching the internet and came across this little song here made by a few people called the Yogcast, or the Yogscast.
They missed out there. Milkman, there's no need to feel down, I say, milkman. Get your feet off the ground, I say, milkman. Cause you're in a new town and there's milk to be delivered. It's fun to deliver, M-I-L-K. Oh yes, it's great to deliver, M-I-L-K.
Yes, that was by the Yogscast, which I think is a British group that does a few game reviews on YouTube. Now, it's time for another song. Oh yeah, just check them out. I think username's Blue Zeppos or Blue Zeppos or something like that. Okay, now, J Lang, Love Will Open Your Heart, here on The Ratchet Show, which is on MC.
This is
MC.
Love's come along. Take it, leave it, come along with me.
See?
Yes, that was J Lang's Love Will Open Your Heart here on MC. Okay, now it's the end of the show, and I'd like to thank you for listening, taking your time out for me. I feel so grateful. Now, you can look on the website. There'll be more content up in a few hours' time. That's at mcstream.blogspot.com, mcstream.blogspot.com, and there'll be a few photos from my mates up there uploaded in a few days' time. Now, you can also send emails at me at thingy. Well, what's the email address again? Oh, you remember it. Well, it's time for me to stop, because the autoplay-out's just taken over. A bit of a flop of an ending, bit of a flop of the day, really, but it's been good. Thank you for listening. mcstream.blogspot.com. Podcast will be up next Sunday. See you later.
Just can't get close.
This song is Love Shadows Tonight Tonight. Thank you for listening to The Reggie Show.
We're listening to The Reggie Show.